Blog Talk Radio. Need a real nigga in life, see? Y'all, what's up? You know what this is. This is your boy Romance. I'm kind of trying to get into the mood of things to help y'all out, to understand, bring y'all romance back into y'all life. You know what I mean, make y'all mouth water. Okay, I think I got a question of the night that will make your mouth water, though. What type of fruit in a relationship that turns you on? I'm talking about an edge, like a DJ. You know what I mean? The type of fruit that really turns you on and have you thinking, like, damn, I want it right there and right now. And you know what I mean? So I'll give y'all my answer later. So y'all, the question of the night, once again, what type of fruit turned you on in a relationship? I'm talking make you more sexual, seductive, trying to want to touch whoever you with more. Like, oh, damn, he pulled this fruit out. Oh, he pulled some grapes out. This dude about to feed me. Oh, he put in strawberry with chocolate. Oh, I'm just saying. All right, but just let me know on that note what type of fruit turned you on, you know what I mean? And so I'm going to have to, on that, you know what I mean? I'm going to have to play some Trey Songz, you know what I mean? Not Neighbor. You know how that is. Not, you know what I mean? I guess Neighbors keep on knocking on the door regardless, because that's when you know it's real, because you're making too much noise and you still can't hear the door. Have fun.
Soon as we get started making love, going hard, I hear a knock, knock, knocking on the wall. And as soon as I go deep, getting it in there again, there's a knock, knock, knocking on the wall. Girl, your legs keep shaking. I swear we're breaking our new headboard. And the love we make is so good. Girl, you know I'm proud. Looking at your lovely face, scream my name. You do it so loud.
This.
And I know you're so excited. nothing's gonna change. I bet the neighbors know my name.
Yeah. Please.
What's up, y'all? This is your boy Romance doing this thing. I hope y'all are really having fun with your loved ones and doing what y'all do best, you know what I mean? The question of the night is, in a relationship, what type of fruit turns you on, make you more sexual? I mean, make you want the person more, a aphrodisiac, you know what I mean? For me, I keep it 100. I think it makes, like, me turned on that type of fruit. I would have to say strawberries and whipped cream, but everybody use that these days. Peaches and cream, yes. Okay. Aphrodisiac, I mean, I would have to say, at that point, I would have to go with my point of view. I would have to do the whole chocolate and, you know what I mean, strawberries, chocolates, and, you know what I mean, peaches and whipped cream with it. I mean, because if I'm going to use the whipped cream, I might as well sit back and lick it off your body. And I hope you enjoy yourself when I do it. You know what I mean? Because, hey, that's me. I aim to please. I am Romance. So if you got any questions you want to answer or you want to sit back and like, just answer the question of the night. But in about 11 o'clock, y'all get to call in and ask anything y'all want. Anything. I say anything, I mean anything, all right? So I'm going to sit back and play Beyonce 1+1.
I got it with you. I don't know much about algebra, but I know 1+1=2. And it's me and you. That's all we'll have when the world is through. Cause baby, we ain't got nothing without love. Days
Hey, what's up, y'all? That was Priceless by Joe. And I mean, it's very hard to find Priceless in the hood, but who said you can't find it? Other words, I mean, the question of the night is very simple. In a relationship, what fruit turns you on, make you more sexual? I mean, like a DJ act, like that, make you want your man be like, oh, he's feeding me this type of fruit. Everybody keep on giving me whipped cream and strawberries. So I see they don't like to sit back and take their mouth far. You got to use your imagination with this because strawberries could do, you know what I mean? Like they say, grapes could do, you know what I mean? It all depends how you do it. And I got a surprise for y'all. Okay, in 3 weeks' time, yes, I will be coming back out on the dance floor. Romance will be putting on a show. In 3 weeks' time, his comeback show at Whoville up in Cary. So, hopefully, y'all have, ladies have y'all ones and y'all tip the booty on duty. I'm joking. But yeah, tip off, you know what I mean? $3 at the door. Drinks are from 2 to 5 up, you know what I mean? This week, I will be there at Creamy Friday as well. But, I mean, just chilling, feeling the vibe, turning it up a little bit, you know what I mean? And never know, I might be like the song I'm about to play now, and that is, you know what I mean, JB Fox, and you might get an overdose from me. You know what I mean, that's all I can say.
If I told you, would you understand or would you turn away? But all I did was fornicate and kept it moving. But everything ain't anything, you can't feel a thing at all. No, I don't really know if I can be the man you want. But another man in my place, I couldn't handle gorgeous. There I go again. Be selfish with your love. So I just stand here in the middle of love and goodbye. And it's all because of your modesty that love's justified. I see the way that you look at me, stop reading my mind, my heart. Rewind, gotta control this one more time. I can tell, you believe, you can see all the things that I can't see. Wish I could see. But I can and I don't know if I ever will. Probably cause I can't tell when it's real. So I'm just here in the middle of love and goodbye. Waiting for your heart to call and show me the right way. Tell me I'm in blind because I just don't know if you're
Mario with Bed Love. Okay, I ain't gonna lie. I need some bed love, so I think I'm gonna get some bed love. Nah, I'm in trouble, so I might not get bed love. All right, look, I'm gonna start this off, okay? It is now that time y'all can call in, ask anything y'all want. We will have a whole conversation. It could be about love. It could be about being intimate. It could be about romance. You could even ask me a couple questions if you want. So I'm going to spark it off. I think I'm going to spark it off with a poem for y'all. Again. So, okay. All right. Listen. I walk through the streets looking left and right. Looking for a love through the day and night. But I'm looking for a type of love that will make me weak like kryptonite. But make me strong like Superman. To my will, I might. Thinking about the love. The passion, it goes. Looking at the moon in winter, at the snow. I see the situation that I've been through. I cannot let go. Love is out there, like LL Cool J said. I need love, though. The hesitation, a disbelief, how could it be? No, it's just a fantasy I'm looking for. Is it really me? Because I know I need love. Real love is true. Matter of fact, not a puppet, or be controlled. I just want it to be fair, it's true. People say 50-50, but people do not do that these days. All they care is about is sex and money in their own ways. I am romance, I could give much more. I'm here to give you love that is knocking on your door. Y'all summons me, y'all ask for me, here I go again. Rolling the dice and all I want to do is win. But I am here for you. So do not cry a tear. Because just like you, I believe love is out there. I'm sitting here thinking in my mind, trying to relax. I'm trying to play the perfect captain like a quarterback. I'm not trying to get sacked or throw interceptions. But I'm not trying to leave a delusion or any exceptions. So I could see that me looking for love is feeling good. Hey, I could wear the sweater looking like Mr. Rogers in the neighborhood. Or I could do a college boy swag and don't even care. Love, I need, and I'm glad I need it here. Okay, that's part of my poem. I'm just having fun with y'all. So just turn up and tell me what y'all think. I'm going to play one song and y'all can ask me anything. Here go KK Cantitasa Edition.
Hug you. Yeah.
Hey, I've been calling and sorry if I didn't get your message. I'm thinking, wondering, pondering.
Thank you.
Hey, man. All right, I'm going to get on the subject real quick because last night something happened to me. All right, look, I'm going to keep it a bang. You know, I'm talking to the fans because maybe y'all can help me out with this situation here. Last night I did something stupid. I tried to make, and my man, I thought I was making someone jealous to let them know I don't want them. You know what I mean? And it backfired on me because, I didn't feel in my goddess on the plane. So, therefore, I didn't feel her out on the plane and left her in the dark of what I was doing. So, therefore, I am on the big comfy couch. So, on this note, I'm going to keep it a bang. Men, don't leave your woman out of any scenario. I'm sorry. It's not going to look good for you, man. Because I left her on a scenario. Now she don't. I mean, she don't want to be. She's bothered with me, but she kind of disappointed at me. I mean, after I explained myself like 200 times, I mean, she still like a little bit fidgety about it. Like, oh, you probably still want her, but I mean, it's not even like that. I know I don't want her. I know I'm in love with my goddess. I mean, if I wanted to do something stupid, man, if I did something stupid, I'd be upset. So I'm sitting here, like, right now in the mood, like, oh, my dear, like, am I really that cool? I'm not going to lie. I am selfish because, like I told her, like, I am selfish. Yes, I want you all to myself and, like, because I love you. Like, I am selfish. I'm not clingy. I'm not going to say you ain't allowed to have no friends, but, yes, I get selfish and jealous because I put my feelings involved, you know what I mean? And so hopefully she understands that and could look at me deeply and say, okay, you know what? Please don't let this shit happen again. Or, excuse my friends, don't let it happen again. And I'm like, okay, I got the message. Don't do that no more. Okay, I understand. Stop making people jealous. They're going to get jealous regardless seeing us together and how they're treating me and everything, and I'm like, okay, I get it. I mean, so at that point, I say my plan backfire, and men, do not do it. See if I can inform your woman on everything, or you're going to go down like the Titanic. And the Titanic took 30 minutes to sink, but that scenario could sink in 5 seconds. Trust me, 5 seconds is a very hard, long, long, long drop to the bottom of the ocean. The way it is. So, got to sit back and think about that before you do it. So, now, hopefully, she accept my apology, and I talked to her about it, and I was wrong. I mean, so, that's the thing. That's my first topic. Hopefully, y'all got topics. Call me in, and let's talk about it. If y'all want to keep on with this topic of what y'all man had there and how y'all feel, we could keep it going. Just call in. You know what I mean? At 323-927-2990. You know what I mean? All right, I'm going to play the next jam right now. I'm going to play, you know what I mean, some Neo Mirror. Okay? Because, I mean, I like to see my goddess in the mirror. I'm going to leave that alone.
Rise and bite your lip.
I can't see you.
So cheer up. Please watch me do the. I like it when you make it move fast, mommy. We look so good together. I understand that you're not ready for me to make my directorial debut. I'm starring you, baby. That's okay with me. Honestly, this is the next best thing, baby.
That was Mirror by Neo. Like, okay. Mirror, mirror on the wall. You know what I mean? Until the mirror falls. Then that's when you know you've done your work. I'm thinking about some things. You know what I mean? Like, last night really messed me up. So I'm going to play another song. And we're going to get into a couple topics. You know what I mean? I'm going to bring some people in and get some talking going. And I mean, now the song is all in my head, and that day is all in my head because I'm suffering today on the comfy couch I was on here yesterday. So I'm going to play, Nelly and Tell My Girl over and over again.
Cause it's all in my head. I think about it over and over again. over again, 'cause it's all in my head.
This song is dedicated to all of the ladies, from all of the men, you know what I mean? Simply because y'all go through so much, and we want y'all to know that we recognize that.
There are so many answers to the question, what y'all do for us, and so many reasons for the world why we love on y'all. For instance, how you just take us and lift us up, give us chance after chance, and we still find a way to F things up. And sometimes y'all go and blame yourself for the things we do, 'cause you love us so much, our lives become the truth. Y'all try so, so hard to make things work, finding a way to smile just to keep from showing you're hurting.
Your mind versus your heart versus
it.
Your soul versus
your
body
versus
our bullshit
and
our ego
and
our pride.
That's why. Put up with so much.
Oh, I love.
And y'all so full of trust. And besides, y'all know us. Time and time again, y'all let us back in. Man, I love y'all so much, I gotta spell it out.
W-O-M-A-N.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. Sometimes I think that we're the reason why y'all be stressing out and smoking cigarettes. Yes, I do. And sometimes I think we're the reasons y'all be snapping off on your kids and having fits. Somebody feel me. Ladies, when it's that time of the month and y'all really don't feel like being bothered. And sometimes we take your hearts for granted. I know y'all gotta ask yourself sometimes, why do I even put up with it?
It's your mind versus
it's your
heart versus
it's
your soul,
it's
your body
versus our
bullshit,
yeah.
Girl, kitchen, cooking me a meal. Something make me wanna come in there and get a feel. Walk around in your t-shirt, nothing there, phone. Strutting past, switching that ass while I'm on the phone. Burning up tomatoes, fruits and vegetables and potatoes. Girl, you look so sexy while you're doing a damn thing that I want. Sex in the kitchen, over by the stove. I want put you on the counter, by the butter rolls. Hands on the table, on your tippy toes. Girl, you'll be making love like the restaurant was closed.
How would you like it, babe?
Would you like that?
Tell me right now.
Okay, we'll call you back.
Girl, you're in the kitchen, chilling in your robe. I'm saying to myself, she better go put on some clothes. Tickling and teasing, doing that little dance. Girl, you gon' make me lay you down and give it to you one more again. Turning up tomatoes, fruits and vegetables and potatoes. Girl, you look so sexy while you're doing a damn thing that I want. Sex in the kitchen, over by the stove. I want you on the counter, by the butter.
Right by the butter.
Hands on the table, on your tippy toes. We'll be making love like the restaurant was closed.
The restaurant was closed, yeah.
In the kitchen, over by the stove.
I
will put you on the counter, by the butter goes. Hands on the table,
hands on the table.
On your tippy toes. We'll be making love like the restaurant was
closed. That's what I'm ready to do.
Sweating up a storm. Oven's on 500, so you know the kitchen's warm. Girl, you know just how to get into a brother's mind. Here we are still in this kitchen, doing it for the third time. Tomatoes, fruits and vegetables and potatoes. Girl, you look so sexy, doing a damn thing that I want.
Put you in the kitchen,
oh. Put you on the counter, by the butter.
Right by the butter.
Give all my love, baby.
Hey, yo, I want to thank everybody that's listening on my Facebook fans, on my Twitter. Oh, my dear, it's going down. Okay, this week coming up is Creamy Friday and the Make You Smile event. Your boy Romance will be in the bird. It's going down at Whoville up in Carrick. Yes. I mean, I do my thing. If you want to dance, I mean, I charge probably like only $10 for 5 minutes. I make you sit back and imagine. And when I'm done with you, you're going to be like, oh, I'm ready to go home to my man to get some and do what I do, or call your booty call or whatever. Ladies, for the ladies, not gentlemen. But other than that, I'm going to get back to the music. You know what I mean? I got to. You know what I mean? It, this would not be me if I didn't get back to the music. You feel me? Because music make it bump. And I mean, I feel like trading places real quick. Anybody? I think we should trade places. I'm paying the vote on trading places. Usher? Okay.
Hey, I know what you're used to. We're going to do something different tonight.
Take me to see a movie and whisper in my ear, I bet you really wanna do it.
Y'all, it's getting close to that time, 12 minutes of the show. I want to thank all my fans, all my listeners. I mean, doing the darn thing. And I think I'm going to go back old school for y'all. And, yeah, I mean, so I'm going to have to throw it back real quick. Here goes the Temptation, Just My Imagination. Hey, y'all, I know y'all jamming. I hope y'all having fun. I hope y'all with y'all loved ones, doing your thing, listening to music, doing whatever. Okay, if you got any questions you want to ask your boy Romance, hit him up on Facebook. Hit me up on Facebook, period. Romance Love. I mean, I try to give you tips of what to do in your life or your love life, whatever. Try to give you ideas, so many sorts of how to sit back and turn your woman on, your dude, how to turn your man on, your girl, because I'm a dude. And I've been I just help out, man. And hopefully y'all understand that. And just hit me up on Facebook if y'all got any questions. And I mean, some people don't want to ask the questions on air, so just hit me up on Facebook, Romance Love. And I'm going to play Drew Hill. It's Drew Hill.
Another beat, Cox joint.